Harper Audio presents An Accidental Sports Writer, a memoir by Robert Lipsight. This is the author. Dedication for Lois, my format. The ball I threw while playing in the park has not yet reached the ground. By Dylan Thomas from Should Lanterns Shine. Introduction. Accidents happen. I lined up a summer job in 1957 as helper on a city water truck that would cruise Manhattan filling troughs for the dwindling number of working horses in the city. I had just graduated from Columbia and was headed to Claremont College in California, which was as far from the borough of Queens as I could imagine myself. I had sent a dorm deposit. Once out there, I would fulfill my destiny as a novelist, either starving on the beach because my fiction was too avant-garde, or luxuriating by the side of my pool because I had sold out. Both scenarios involved dangerous women. I was an English major. But I needed a summer job to raise cash for the trip. When the water truck job fell through, it was canceled, I think, for lack of funding. I bought my first copy of the New York Times. I'd heard the paper had good classified ads and quickly found one for editorial assistant at the Times itself. The personnel people at the Times were pleasant enough when I showed up at West 43rd Street that June morning, but patronizing. "These jobs are extremely coveted," they said, "because you assist New York Times reporters and editors. You get to share their air."